So those convecting cells we're talking about, a very thin layer, it's really just about 4 kilometres thick. So most of that 300 kilometres of water ice is just solid ice. So it's just the outermost layer that's doing the convecting. And what's driving that? Well, it doesn't take very much because it turns out nitrogen ice is very low viscosity, maybe quite dense, but it flows easily. And so it's really, there's enough primordial heat and radioactive heat in order to drive that convection. Some of the stuff on the surface, what else could there be? Well, good question. At those temperatures, everything is indeed solid, but it's very unlikely that there's any contact between the rock and associated minerals that would be in the rock with the outer layers. That 300 kilometers is a really thick layer to break through, and so I suspect unless the stuff delivered from the outside, the stuff you're seeing is really very volatile material on the outside.